The Word of God is the foundation for successful living. Get the Word of God in you and be transformed by the power-packed teaching from the Senior Pastor, Faith Tabernacle, Ota, Dr. David Oyedepo.
Lord, we thank you today for bringing us into the first Sunday of this great resurrection month. We thank you for bringing life back to every aspect of our lives. Blessed be your name. Lord, cause your word to flow freely today. Bless every soul that is present. Let the theme of this month answer in everyone's life. Let the theme of this month answer in every family. Let the theme of this month answer in this church. Let it answer in every place where this commission is established. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, and please, you may be seated. Thank you, Lord. I'd like to welcome every one of us here. I'm believing God with you for a lifetime encounter. There are days and there are certain days. May today be a certain day in your life. A day you will live to remember forever. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. That lady from the U.S. said it was a day of transformation for her. She simply obeyed far away, and everything turned the same moment. We serve a God of instant intervention. The day you open up is the day he enters into your life. He said, open, and I will enter in, and I will sup with you. God's word is our lifeline in the race of life. And the more insight God grants any individual, the greatest command becomes. That man said he listened to the tapes, the messages of January, a German living in Germany, and he experienced a mighty breakthrough. A mighty breakthrough. I believe that technology is designed by God to enhance our spiritual development, among others. So you can have an opportunity of hearing again whatever you may have heard once. And then as you play it back, the same unction as at the time it was delivered answers in your life. One day I was on a tape, 1987. Oh, it was so powerful. It was so enriching. It was a videotape. And then I was so filled with God's presence, I turned off the light. And I heard the walking steps of an invisible guest walking on the carpet. His steps were so majestic on the carpet. You can imagine to hear somebody's footsteps on the carpet. It was so majestic. And this invisible guest reached out to where I sat on my back. And I had his hand placed on my back, and something ran down my spine. I got to church the morning following. It was Saturday morning. The morning following, I got to church. I read from Psalm 110. The place caught fire. There was no message. God just invaded the atmosphere for an encounter. I'd like you to watch out for an encounter this month. I'd like you to watch out for an encounter this month. A transfigurating encounter. A transformational encounter. Don't just be sitting down religiously. Watch out for spiritual realities this month. They are real. Praise God. Praise God. When there is a casting down, then you shall say, there is a lifting up. I'm going to make a difference with your life. That's the meaning. You shall say, there is a lifting up. Jesus is Lord. Let me also quickly say here before we get on the word, the Easter Youth Camp is a platform for creating an enviable future for the youth. Every youth that has breath in his nostrils is encouraged to be part of it. One thing you can never have too much of is the word of God. Amen. Because they are new every morning. They are new every morning. All the depth, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his ways and his paths past finding out. Romans 11:33 is the deepest discipline in all the world. Books will be written and written and continue to be written forever till Jesus comes on new discoveries from the same book. New discoveries from the same book. 1970, I was 16 years old. I was in a youth camp. In those days, anybody can be in a youth. If you are in secondary school, you are a youth. So we were there, and then the word came that God is not slow. Ever say, God is not slow? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. He said, God is not slow as some count slowness. That's what he says in the Revised Standard Version we're using then, but we have today what we call the King James Version. He said, God is not slack as some count slackness. Now, the word that God is not slow got fired into my spirit and became a power backup for my life. So every time I'm engaging in a thing and it doesn't seem that it's answering as promptly as I thought, God is not slow. I got it 1970. It became a control valve for my life, so I won't run off course. God is not slow. God is not slow. God is not slow. You can imagine God told me about this building 1982 that a tent will be built at the base of this ministry that will seat 50,000 people. That was 1982. He only brought us here 1999. God is not slow. God, that I got then and began to rule my life up till now. So I want to encourage all parents, make sure your youths are there. Otherwise, they may be somewhere you will regret forever. So let them be there. Encourage them to be there. Sponsor them to be there. Ensure that they are there. Not just that they are, ensure that they are there. And then you have rest tomorrow. Praise the Lord. I grew with my grandmother who will not allow you to do what you want but what is right. And I think parents should hear this. Oh, you know, it's a new generation. There's no new generation. There is no new Bible. It's the same Bible that is ruling the world. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's grown up, he will not depart from it. Where are you watching your son? He's putting earring in the air. He's himself. It's unfathomable. Have you ever seen the president of a nation putting earrings? That already places a limit on his destiny. One day, a man of God came to me here, and the son had his head woven, you know, weaving. So I called them to, I invited them to eat with me in the restaurant, and I said, let that boy sit by me. I said, have you ever seen a president with a woven ear? He said, no. I said, you have placed a limit on your destiny. I said, where are you? Why did you do it? He said, well, I saw the son of a pastor that we respect doing it. So you can't tell what negative effect what you allow your children to do can have on others. Now, can you imagine that I have a son who weeps here? Can you imagine it? That head will be removed. There is no anointing. There is no freedom. It's impossible. You can't. That's the way I was brought up. You tell my old woman, I'm going out. He said, to where? You tell him where. And for what? Now, and then, who is going with you? And then when he said, to where? You mentioned, said, no. No means discussion closed. When are you coming back? When is time? Then, OYO, we announce. My grandmother will be out and be shouting my name. The whole world will know. I was due to return. That's the kind of grandmother I had. I bless God for her life. Every time I remember her, I rejoice. Every careless parent you have, you better take time And stop talking about new generation. New generation what? All the youth in this church, if you are not there, you know what I will do. So find your way there now. Praise God. It's not an advice, it's a command. It's not an advice, it's what? A command. So find your way there and settle down with your note and be responsible. And give your parents rest and joy all their lives. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I think that doesn't need any more flyer. You already have the flyer. You must be there and enjoy yourself. I'm told also that the Covenant University Guest House has a special program for children for Monday, Children Easter Fiesta. So that's not for youths, that's for children. I'm only announcing this for parents to be sure you get your children there to be part of the good time they'll be having there. Amen. So your children will give you flyers from their church so you can read it and then carry them there. And I know children, they won't let you rest until you take them there. So they can have time and fellowship one with another. If you had the forms last Sunday on those who have gone through any of the programs at Wolfby and you are yet to submit, please make sure it is submitted this morning for processing so we can let you know what and what opportunities are available to you for spiritual development and exercise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 22 and verse 29. O earth, earth, hear ye the word of the Lord. We want to take the word of the Lord into the marketplaces. Amen. And speak the word of the Lord there so that the economy will not crash. And speak the word of the Lord beyond our home environment into various places. So we have, you know, as a subsidiary of WSF, we have the WSBF, Winners Satellite Business Fellowship. This will be holding in various business centers, offices, markets. Praise the Lord. So all those who have offices and are in market in one place or another, and you have your places available for fellowship at the time most convenient in each area, praise the Lord. Because we have an army of well-trained people in your area who are extensions of this commission in every respect and want to take the word of the Lord to the ground and speak it there. I'd like you to know that what's happening in Nigeria today is being sustained by the move of the Spirit on the land. That's why the land has not been destroyed. So let's now move it to various sectors and speak the same word of liberation in every place where we have. So we have forms here at the end of this service. They make them available for location providers, data form. Those who have shops, who have offices where this business fellowship can hold and then be a blessing to the world. Please pick this form at the end of the service. Now, the theme of the month is my season of lifting up is here. Now, maybe you need to understand what famine actually implies. Famine implies absence of food. What is it? By reason of drought. So how do you get food when there is no food? How do you keep going when the system is down? And in the course of this month, we'll be taking a journey, and I want you to be very sensitive. We'll be taking a journey in a supernatural dimension that will differentiate you from what obtains in the lives of others. And I'll be taking you on a series that is captioned Commanding Prosperity in Austerity. Commanding Prosperity end austerity. Commanding prosperity and austerity. I'd like you to know there are two kinds of riches. Luke chapter 16 and verse 11. It talks about, if you have not been faithful in your righteous mammon, who shall commit to your trust the true riches? So there is true riches, there is false riches. We have true riches and we have false. If there is true, then there must be false. True riches and false riches. I read a data years ago, I think 1986 or 1996. It was a 1986 data that 80% of Americans owe more than they own. Hello? They owe more than they own. That is false riches. What is it? You have it, but it's not really yours, and people think it is yours. It is false riches. But God has reserved for us true riches. The one that is constant under any condition. Come and say constant. You are a man, there is no pressure on the earth that will now turn you to a woman. That the pressure was so much, you just suddenly became a woman. Now, the truth is that you are created a man. The conditions prevailing notwithstanding, you are still a man. Even if you wear a skirt, it doesn't change it. And blouse. And high heel. And you paint your lips and your fingers. Has that removed that fact? No, that's pure camouflage. The truth remains that you are a man. So there is access to constant riches. Everybody say constant. It's there all the time. The question is, how do I connect with this provision? It's there. How do I connect with such provision? It has been proved all through scriptures that spirituality is the biblical platform for true prosperity. What do I call it? Spirituality is the biblical platform for true prosperity. Spirituality is the biblical platform for true prosperity. It's constant. Now, pick on a young man, or let's start from the man called Abraham. Abraham, God was so much in touch with God that God could direct his practical steps. You better understand this. And the Lord said to Abraham, and God knew, Abraham knew God was the one speaking to him. His spirit man was effectively alive. He possessed a buoyant spirit. In fact, God called him his friend. I know God is a spirit. And so for someone to be his friend, he must be highly spiritual. Abraham was a friend of God because two cannot walk together except they be agreed. And he was in command of true riches. Not only true when he was here, but true for generations after him and still true till today. Spirituality. Think of a young man by name Joseph. He carried God's presence visibly. And the testimony is, and the Lord was with Joseph. and granted him favor and mercy before his master. And he was a prosperous man in the house of Potiphar, his master. The Lord was with him. And you know what the Bible says? Jesus speaking, he said, he that sent me is with me. My father has not left me alone because I do always the things that please him. So for God to be with you, you must be a spiritual man, operating by what God says. John chapter 8 and verse 28. Now, then you look at him in the prison, and he was a prosperous man as a slave. Everybody say constant. Then he was promoted to the prison. And in verse 21, he said, but the Lord was with Joseph. But the Lord was with Joseph. That is Genesis 39. You read verse 5, and then you go to read verse 21. Now, as a slave, he was prosperous. Say constant. True riches. As a prisoner, he was a prosperous prisoner. What a paradox. Constant. 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 Commanding. Commanding prosperity in austerity. There was no worse economic situation for Joseph than to be a slave. And then was he a prisoner? A prisoner has no property. He has prison uniform. But he became an official of the prison. They committed everything. He determined what food they were going to give the prisoners. I perceive they gave him an office. And whatever was done in the prison, Joseph was the doer of it. Constant, true riches. Constant. I'd like to connect you with this. It will help you live above what goes on here. Constant. Spirituality is the biblical platform for true prosperity. God was with him. And he was a prosperous man in the house of Potiphar, his master. God was with him and he gave him favor before the keepers of the prison. And they made him an official in the prison. He was checking out the welfare of others. How are you doing this morning? Are you okay? Cheer up now. What's happening? You need to hear from home. Okay, I will organize for that. He was in charge in the prison. So it is not the economic situation that makes situation worse for people. It is their lack of connectivity to God. Spirituality is the biblical platform for true prosperity. Think of Job, a man that feared God and eschewed evil. A perfect man. We haven't talked about his giving at all. He worshipped God, he offered sacrifices, and then he became the greatest of all men in the East. Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Now you see, a man that feared God, he was in touch with heaven, spirituality. And when the wife said, hey, look at the problem you are in. Are you still holding your stand for God? He said, shut up. Why are you speaking as one of those foolish women? And he went on in Proverbs 13:15. Even if he slay me, I will yet trust him. I'm not serving him for things. I'm serving him for who he is. Even though he slay me, I will yet trust him. Shut up. He was a man deep in God. He wasn't a man playing games. The covenant is not a game, it's a work. It's the quality of your work with God that makes all the difference. Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. I will maintain my own ways before him. I'm not a visitor to God. I belong to him. In life and in death. That's what distinguished the man Job. He said, but was that constant? Oh yes. The Lord gave him double more than what he had before. He was the greatest before the challenge. He became the greatest after the challenge. Because his spiritual roots were very deep. Spirituality is the biblical platform for true prosperity. I'd like you to please understand this. It will help you a lot in dealing with challenges of life in this season. In this season. It will help every one of us. Now, we talk about the Macedonian church, a great church. The Bible said they first gave themselves unto God, 2 Corinthians 8:5, and then to us by the will of God. They first gave themselves unto God. The unusual grace upon the Macedonian church was not their giving material things, it was their first and foremost giving themselves unto God. They first gave themselves unto God. And that gave value to their givings. And God made them to have all sufficiency in all things. Because they first gave themselves to God. And then to us by the will of God. They first gave themselves unto God. Spirituality, the biblical platform for true prosperity. They first gave themselves unto God, and then to us by the will of God. That was the grace of God upon the Macedonian church. They first gave themselves unto God, and to us by the will of God. We saw the lives of men like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel. Behind the constant of God's unusual favor on their life is their spirituality. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us. But even if he does not, we are made up. And you know, it's only love that can make you speak that language, because love is as strong as death. Can I hear your amen? They were so much in love with God that the fiery furnace meant nothing to them. We would rather die than say no to God. We'd rather die than deny God. That's love. The love of God was burning hot in their souls. And the Bible said they rose to become governors in the land. In the land of captivity, they were in command. By spirituality. Think of Daniel. You pray to the king for 3 days only. If you don't, you'll be cast to the den of lion. He opened his window. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. They say it's not only praying, he opened his window so that they can hear him. He was so lost in God. That throw me to the den of a lion, let me die with God and live without him. Can I hear your amen? And he said, anyone who will not serve the God of Daniel, let him be put to death. He was in command by spirituality. Prosperity, true prosperity, answers only to sound spirituality. I'd like you to understand that. This is so important. All these give and receive things, they are elementary principles of prosperity. They are what? Elementary principles of prosperity. True prosperity has its root in spirituality. Has its root where? Because only those who are under authority are entitled to authority. So if you are not under the authority of God, which is spirituality, under the authority of his word, you are not entitled to exercise his authority on the earth. You are not. That centurion came to Jesus and said, I'm a man under authority. I said to this, go, it goes. You have to be under authority to command authority. To exercise authority, you have to be under authority. To exercise authority, you have to be under what? Authority. And to that come, it comes. And he said, I know you are under authority. So anything you say here, heaven must back it up. And Jesus said, go. Thy son is made whole. And that was the end of it. I want to come into the level of command at this point. Can I hear your amen? I need for you to see the need to be under such authority and command right now, because that will be what you need at this time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Commanding prosperity and austerity. Commanding prosperity in austerity. We saw that in the life of Abraham, the life of Joseph, in the life of Job, the life of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in the life of Daniel. We saw how they were in command. And in the Macedonian church, they first gave themselves unto God and then to the things of God. And so they were in command. And so they were in command. You cannot carry God's presence and not make a difference. You cannot carry God's presence and not make a difference. That was the story of Joseph. You cannot carry God's presence and not make a difference, no matter the situation, because I am that I am is the one that is with you. Ever constant, ever reliable, ever dependable. You cannot carry his presence and not make a difference. You cannot carry God's presence and not make a difference. You cannot have God's company and not be in command. You remember Psalm 114 verse 1 to 9, the sea saw them, it fled. God's presence will always distinguish the people with whom he's present. The Lord was in the midst of them, the sea saw them, it fled. And you cannot have God's company and not be in command. And we have that powerful story in Romans 8:31 says, if God be for us, what? Who can be against us? Today, most people are serving money in pretext that they are serving God. What are they serving? And the Bible says you cannot serve God and mammon. Some are serving money in pretext that they are serving God. And Matthew 6:24 said you cannot serve God and money. You cannot. I want to understand the serenity of our command, our supernatural command of finances in this ministry. One, it's never an issue in our board meetings. That now the agenda now is money. How do we get money? Nobody has ever pledged a thing in this church that anybody called them to remind them. That who even knew? There are banks that made pledges for Covenant University Endowment. I told one of them that came the other day, I said, our church does not remind anybody, you know, for what? We're already endowed. What do you have in the first instance compared to our source? You're only dishonoring yourself by making a pledge and walking away as if you forgot. Because he raised the subject, not that I raised it, he raised the subject. It is spirituality that puts you in practical command. I want to understand this. If you carry what I carry, it's impossible for your business to go down. It's impossible. There's a presence. The difference. It's all about command. 1987, a widow came crying. She had a boutique in Kaduna and nothing was going. I said, I don't know what else to do. All the things are there. I said, okay, on our way to the airport, we call by. And then we call by and I touch those clothes. And I said, clothes, go. You are not meant here to dress the shelf. Go. The following day, someone came in from another town with a vehicle. How many do you have? Following day. Everybody say following day. What if he had that level of command by herself? I have to watch it for those number of years. They clear the store by command. In the course of this month, you'll be anointed with that level of authority. Amen. That whatever you touch will answer to your command. Amen. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Here in Lagos, when we're out in the old church, in the first church in New Era Road, one of us came and said, his materials were not selling. I said, bring your two hands. He brought the two hands and I put my hands on it. I said, go put them on those building materials. So he carried his hand. I don't think he shook anybody's hand. He carried his hand. It was a Wednesday evening service. And then placed it on those building materials in his store, which was around the Yanekwaja Junction. The following day, a tailor reversed and said, how many do you have? Following day. I will say following day. We are going to experience some strange visitations this month. Because when there is proper positioning, proper connectivity, the oil that is on the head of Aaron must come down the beard and flow down the garment and touch his feet. So every part of that priesthood is entitled to the same anointing when there is proper connectivity. Say with me, proper connectivity. When there is proper connectivity. All that prospered in scriptures had their God connection and God addiction as their foundation. Their God connection and God addiction as foundation. And if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? It is the quality of a man's walk with God that determines his level of command for supernatural supplies. It is the quality of a man's walk with God that determines his level of command of supernatural supplies. Think of Jesus. Mary said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. And Jesus said, go fetch water, feed the water pots with water. And then it was all command. What was it? There was no struggling. He was in command. What do you want? Wine. Okay. Feed the water pots with water. John chapter 2, verse 5 to 11. Take a cup full and give to the governor of this feast. And that was the end of it. And the wine was sweeter than the one they bought with their money. You are entering the sweeter realm of your life. And then in John chapter 6, you remember the story. Give ye them to eat. And Philip said, where are we going to get enough for these ones to eat? And that he said to prove them, for he himself knew what he would do. Verse 6, John 6, 6. And then he said, make them sit down in 50s. He was absolutely in command. And then, oh, they said there's nothing here but 5 loaves and 2. He said, bring them here. Father, I thank you. And baskets came tumbling down from heaven. He was in command. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 26, you remember the story of the coin from the mouth of the fish? Jesus was in command. Go to the fish, to the sea, cast an hook, and then the first fish that comes out there, open the mouth, take the coin. It's exactly what they needed. Go and pay them. He was in command. He was in command. Matthew 17, verse 26. Jesus was absolutely in command of supernatural supplies. Absolutely in command of supernatural supplies. As the economy of the world is getting corrupted, our sustainability is largely from supernatural supplies. Supernatural supplies is the only anchor for our sustainability. As the entire global economy is getting corrupted, Our only source of sustainability will be supernatural supplies. And I think we should get that into our mind and appreciate that in truth. Then we saw Jesus. He sent them to go and minister, to go and preach. And the Bible says, when I sent you without purse or scripts or shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. Luke 22 verse 35. He was absolutely in command. He was absolutely in command. I believe the greatest story of supernatural supplies was in the wilderness. Exodus chapter 16. When God rained manna down on daily basis for 40 years. How many years? By the hand of Moses. For 40 years, by the hand of Moses. 40 years. Moses, the most spiritual of all men in his time. If there were a prophet among you, I appear to him in dreams and in visions. Moses is not like that. He's one I speak with face to face, as a man speaks with his friend. That was God's testimony of Moses in Numbers chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. He was in command of supernatural supplies to meet the needs of 3 million people on daily basis for 40 years. For 40 years. There was a rock following them that was giving them water. Supernatural supply on display. At the command of the most spiritual man of the day. The more spiritual you are, the greater your command. I'd like you to understand that. The more spiritual you are, the greater your command. Your command is not a function of the climatic conditions, the economic conditions. Your command is a function of your spiritual depth. Your spiritual depth. Your spiritual depth. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? And he said, I am that I am. God who could rain down bread from heaven for 40 years without one day failure is more than enough to meet your needs. God who could cause water to gush out from the rock for them to satisfy 3 million people, he cannot afford to watch you thirsty. But whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. So supernatural supplies are real. In cash, in materials, and in kind. We saw cash from the mouth of the fish. Supernatural supplies are real. God can intervene in the course of economy. He can intervene in the course of nature. He's the head. He does whatever he pleases. Amen. In materials, we saw the pot of flour of the widow of Zarephath ever flourishing. We saw the cruse of oil never failed in 1 Kings chapter 17. Where was the oil coming from? From heaven's storehouse. Where was the flour coming from heaven's storehouse? Until the day that food came back to the streets. A man in command came to the widow of Zarephath and opened up her destiny. I know many destinies that will have been marked out for destruction are being opened up right now. And what Elijah said was simple. Make for me first. Now you see, it was God that sent him there. So he said, make for God first, and then you never have a lack. And then the woman. I know God carefully selected that woman because she had a heart for God. Can I hear your amen? There is no casual woman who will ever obey that instruction. It was a woman walking with God. There was no argument. God sent Elijah to him. That's what Luke chapter 4 said. He said, unto none of the widows in Israel was God, was Elijah sent, but unto the one of Zarephath. God, the eyes of the Lord running to and fro in all the earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose hearts are perfect towards him. So God sought out the woman to exempt her. That's how you are seated here today, because God has marked you out for exemption. And the woman who was a woman of the spirit plugged into it. And she had enough to eat in the time of famine. Every time she came out, they wonder, what's happening to you? Everybody has lost all forms and shape. But she was robust. The earth was burning like an oven. All the proud, all the wicked were down. But she was going out and growing up as calves out of the store. Because she was spiritually connected. Because she was spiritually connected. This is how it works in all generations. And I think we need to get back to that. Spirituality is the master key to true prosperity. 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 I saw the command again in the ministry of Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7. There was this woman whose husband died, and I get she died of debt. Her two sons were made collaterals for the debt that he owed. And after the man died, the creditor came and said, well, even though the man has died, the agreement is that the two sons belong to me if you can't pay the money. So she cried to Elisha the prophet. Elisha said, what has done in thy house? He said, nothing. He said, okay, you can go. Oh, except a cruse of oil. He said, okay, get as many pots as you can get. Come and say, command. And drop a little of this oil in every of the pots. And shut the door against you. And take your supplies. And then all the pots were filled with oil. Where was the oil coming from? From heaven's storehouse. God is not a thief. So God has flour in heaven. So when the flour on earth is over, he can supply you from there. God has oil in heaven. Now when the one here is no longer producing, he can supply you from there. How many understand what I'm talking about this morning? Come on. He said, I am that I am. I have not changed. Whatever I did before, I'm still doing it today for whosoever believes. And that we said, the woman said, hey, they are all filled up. He said, go sell it and pay the creditor, and you and your sons live on the balance. Supernatural supplies. The debt of yesterday has become a distributor today. Supernatural supplies. Somebody's story is changing dramatically that way. Borrowing money is not true riches. It is fake riches. Borrowing money to buy suit is false dressing. Borrowing money to buy headgear is weight on your life. The true riches of God is constant. Constant. It's constant. And then Elisha came in and was in command of national rescue from total collapse. There was so much hunger. There was so much famine. They were selling dungs those dogs for food. You see a dove flying, you follow after it. So anything it drops, you pick. And then you go to fry. And they have it like omelette. It was so bad on the seas of Samaria. And Elisha came and said, this time tomorrow. This time tomorrow. This time tomorrow. This time tomorrow. It was a man in command. And who was Elisha? He was a spiritual juggernaut. The Bible talks about Elisha. He said, when he died and they buried him. And then, at the time, they were burying a man. And when they saw the army of the Syrians coming, they quick dropped the man by mistake into the sepulchre of Elisha. And the Bible says, when the body of that dead man touched the dry bones of Elisha, he revived. He was a man that was spiritual unto death. Spiritual in death. The anointing on him was speaking in death. That was a man. He brought total rescue. I must tell you something here. Nigeria will never collapse. The economy of this nation will never collapse. Why? Because there are an army of men and women in authority. In spiritual authority. People that carry apostolic authority. That carry prophetic commands. They are in the land. Amen? They are in the land. This time tomorrow. There will be a change of story. This time tomorrow. This time tomorrow. This time tomorrow. This time tomorrow. They came to be sold. I like you to understand, therefore, that there is no substitute to spirituality for any man to be in true command of supernatural supplies. There is no substitute to it. There is no substitute to it. He rained down manna for them. He brought them water. 3 million people. He saw them through the wilderness. I don't care the heat of the hour. God is sending you through the wilderness. Yeah. The treasures of heaven are real. I've tried to explain that. But only the truly spiritual can access them. The treasures of heaven are real. The treasures of heaven are real. But only the spiritual can access them. The moth and the rust can eat up the treasures of the earth. That's why we need to know our access to the treasures of heaven. Matthew 6, verse 19 and 20. He said, lay up your treasures in heaven where the dust, the moth and the rust cannot reach. Lay not for yourself treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. There is a corruption of the economy of the earth today. Say with me, corruption. When your computer is virus, there's a breakdown. It shuts down. It cannot answer you anymore. Your command is out of place. But you see, he said there is a system. This system here is corruptible. Come and say corruptible. This system here is corruptible. Therefore, connect to heaven so that when the system here collapses, you are still in command. When the system here collapses, you are still in command. Why do I need access to the treasures in heaven? So that when the earthly treasure is corrupted, you can be sustained. You can be supernaturally sustained. That's why you and I need access to these heavenly treasures. And it's important for us to know that supernatural supplies only answers to command. Answers to what? It answers to command. Not to pleadings, not to beggings. It answers to what? Command. All through history, it answers purely to command. It answers to command. All the narratives I've given thus far, you see commands in action. The life of Moses, commands. You see it in the life of Jesus, commands. In the life of Elijah, commands. The life of Elisha, commands. It's It answers only to commands. Supernatural supplies answers only to commands. So you have to understand what it takes to assess it. You have to understand what it says to assess it. I read here in Isaiah chapter 45 as we begin to wind up. Isaiah 45. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two lift gates, and the gate shall not be shut. Verse 2. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. I will break through impossible barriers. That is not to be able to stop you. Okay, he said, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness. Verse 3. The hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. I'm the God of hosts. Now, verse 11. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands. What? Command ye me. The treasures of heaven answers to the command of spiritual men. Answers to the command of spiritual men. The treasures of heaven answers to the command of spiritual men. Concerning the works of my hand, command ye me. When we are building the Faith Tabernacle and the Faith Academy at the same time, and then we got into a management meeting one day and we said, okay, now that we are dedicating only the Faith Tabernacle, let's stop the Faith Academy for now and concentrate attention on the Faith Tabernacle. I said to them, then you are proving to God you have capacity to finish the Faith Tabernacle. Or on the other hand, God has capacity to finish only the Faith Tabernacle. He may not have enough to finish Faith Tabernacle plus Faith Academy, which is an insult. Now that we don't have power to do any of them, give God the opportunity to do all of them. We are not stopping any. We are doing them all together. Now you see, there was nothing to finish even Faith Academy in terms of practical presence of cash. But I was practically in command. There was no mentioning that in church. I thought it's irrelevant. It's not coming from you. It's coming from him. I think pastors should get to know this. Most of my friends around the world, they are short-sighted on this subject. They constantly look on the people. If you don't give, we are all, you know, start giving now. Now. If you want to be blessed. That's not the way it is. No. We have paid billions on the property, the new land. You had no idea. I'm not under pressure at all forever. I've not lost 1 meal. I've not even had the thought of it in the night. I'm talking about command. I'm not talking about, religious system. I'm talking about command. Landmark University is going on 3.6 billion. Activity in high top gear. No pressure. No overdraft. I'm talking of command. I'd like you to understand how things operate here. Lest you think it is the crowd. You're messing up. Before the crowd came, where were we getting it from? Is a resource in heaven that's answering on the earth and available to all of us. Come and say available. Amen. It's available to everybody. Available to everybody. Including you. Amen. Available to everybody. Many years ago, my wife and I were to go on a journey, and then one of our younger ones was getting married, and then preparation was going on. There was not one dime anywhere, and I was not bothered by any reason, and nobody will hear that from my mouth forever, that I'm traveling somewhere. No. From the beginning, I travel when it's time to travel, and I come back when I come back. Praise God. In a lighter mode, you can't tell who wants to wait for you on the road, so there's no point in it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, it was 5 p.m. The journey was going to be the following morning. I wasn't praying. I wasn't doing nothing. Somebody was racing down from another place. He said, God just spoke to me now to come and sow this seed. He had no idea of any journey. Had no idea of nothing. And the seed was 100 naira excess of what I said, if I had this amount, we would travel. God now added to, because you know I will still pay tithe from it. So it won't be enough. So he added the tithe together with it. Can I hear your amen? Now you see, you need to understand these issues very well. It is your spirituality. All this I gave yesterday, I've not seen anything today. It is because of your carnality. I have never thought of, I gave yesterday, I'm here to see it. I've never thought of it. You are trading with God. God is not a casino machine. He told Abraham, not trade with me. He said, walk with me. Walk with me, Abraham. Walk with me. Don't trade with me. I'm not a trader. Walk with me. I'm your father. Walk with me. Even too hard, if a man provide not for his own house, he has denied the faith. How will God fail to provide for his own household if they are in the house? Now, I said, how will God fail to provide if they are in the house? But many people are only present in the church. They are not in the house. They don't belong to the household. They only came to hear the choir and hear the preacher. They don't belong to his household. God can't fail to provide for his own household. Hallelujah. And only the spiritual can be members of his household. The truth is this, your hour of command has finally come. 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 He said, but that word was spoken to Cyrus. You know, Jesus said, what I say to you, I say to all. Mark 13:37. Listen to this. Every word of scriptures is addressed to whosoever believes. Addressed to what? It's addressed to whosoever believes. There are no private scriptures. No scriptures of any private interpretation. It is for whosoever believes. God so loved his own, the word he gave his only begotten, that whosoever believes should have eternal life. Should not perish, but have eternal life. And who is Jesus? Who is his son? Jesus. Who is Jesus? The word of God. God so loved the world that he gave us his word. That whosoever believes, whatsoever he believes in the world, he will possess it and he will not perish. That's the word. So whatever he says to one, he has said to all. There are people sitting in this church today, you will never feel the heat of the hour. Yeah. This ministry has never been this prosperous in its history of existence. The hotter the heat, the sweeter the journey. Because the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But because the light of God is on your life, he said the heathen will come to your light and their kings to the brightness of your rising. I was out in Germany during the week, and as I landed at the airport, and the old woman, about 70 years old, that was there to welcome us, he was saying to me 2 days after, he said, I saw a light around you. So for all her services, he said, it is my privilege. I can't charge for anything. He said, as you arrived in the land, the weather changed. Now I'm talking to you about a presence that makes the difference. Something is happening here. I'd like you to mind your walk with God. Stop being a visitor. Become a member of his own household. Stop being a visitor. Stop being a passerby. Become a member of his household. Hook yourself to God. It's your only way of escape. Your only way of escape. Your only way of escape. Now think of this. When we had 2 weeks more to go, this building needed 187 million naira more. How much? It was not announced, and yet we got it. 187 million. Then, wake up. Most of you that never had houses during the economic boom, it is your turn to have your houses. Anybody may be selling their property to eat, it is minus you. Anyone may be selling their businesses to survive, it will be minus you. As they are selling, you'll be buying. If that includes you, let me hear your loudest amen. If that includes you, let me hear your loudest amen. Shout it louder and louder. Thank you, Jesus. To be spiritually minded, therefore, is life and peace. And to be carnally minded is death. Romans 8:6. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. And to be carnally minded is death. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. If you had ever been spiritual in your life, this is the time to be one. It's time to be spiritually addicted to God. Spend time in His presence and seek a covering in the fellowship of the saints. Be part of everything God is doing in your time. There are those sitting down in this church today who have been here for many years, some from Kaduna when the church began. They are sitting down in this service today. This ministry has never appealed or begged for any material resource since inception. You never beg nor your children's children forever. Why is your church building a new university in the midst of an economic meltdown? Because we are not a part of it. The world will soon see you doing what you never could do 10 years ago. What you could not do during the economic boom when oil was selling for $170 a barrel, they'll find you doing it even if oil is $1 a barrel. Because you are running under a different economy. That's the way it works. That is the way it works. Concerning the works of my hand, command ye me. As I close, the word says, but exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Everybody say exercise. 1 Timothy 4:7-8. He said, for bodily exercise profited little, but godly exercise, godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is and the one which is to come. Bodily exercise profited little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Spirituality is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is and that which is to come. It puts you in supernatural command of the promises concerning the now and the one that is to come. Puts you in practical command. Spirit, godliness actually means spirituality, godlikeness, walking with God. That's what it means. It says it's profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is and the one which is to come. Praise the name of Jesus. You'll never lose this command in the name of Jesus. What is godliness? Godlikeness. Walking with God. And how do you walk with Him? By walking in the light of His word. So spirituality actually implies scripturality. Operating according to scriptures. Living according to scriptures. Thereby creating for yourself an enviable future. So every time you are told, read this book, read that book, it is to enhance your spirituality so you can retain command or you can be in command. And when that happens, things begin to open up for you. I strongly believe your hour of glorification has finally come. Amen. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. The same way, every good thing is answering to this commission. Every good thing will begin to answer to you. Amen. Your children will not drop off out of school. Amen. Your business will not close down. Your career will not crash. What is tearing others apart will never touch you. Rise to your feet, everybody. Amen. The early church was an absolute command of the affairs of life because of their high-level spirituality. What do I call it? High-level They did as occasion served them. Because of their high level spirituality. They answer the counsel and the authority. We cannot but speak those things we have heard and saying. They were an absolute command because of their high level spirituality. How did they get there? They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in breaking of bread. From house to house. They were not only in church, they were fellowship addicts. They continued daily. Not wander into church once a Sunday and feel you have done God a favor. You say, I'm just coming from church. You know, our church is quite far. It's a pilgrimage we make once a week and it's quite strenuous. In fact, my legs are paining me now. As if your coming is doing God a favor. God does not feel your absence. I think that should humble you. Your presence is purely for your good. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Because I know that my presence in his presence is only for my profiting. I don't feel any strain carrying myself there. I've mentioned this to you. Every wise person should take cover in the covenant this time. Every wise person. Otherwise, you can make stupid decisions. You can send your wife away when the economy heat begins to bite. You can run away from home. And start playing games all over town around the border. Because of the lack of covering. It's time to take cover. Lift up your two hands and begin to express your desire for enhanced spirituality. Come on now, do that very quick. Jesus, help me. In Jesus' precious name, in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, those who do know their God, what happens? They shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Now, in the time of storms, this is your secret of stamina. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I would liken him unto a wise man who has built his house upon the rock. And then came the wind and the storm and the rain and beat against that house, and it could not fall because it was built upon a rock. So it is revelation plus application that guarantees your stamina in the time of storm. It's not enough to hear it. It is doing what to hear that enhances your spiritual weight, which defines your spiritual level of command. Hearing and doing. Matthew 7, 24 to 28. Hearing and doing. Whosoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them. He's a wise man. He stands on the rock. No matter the wind and the storm, it will be in command. Thank you, Jesus. So what you hear is vital, and what to do with it is much more vital. What to hear provides you an understanding of what you need to do, and when you do it, it becomes your spiritual weight that puts you in command. Hear me now and hear me well. This is the time to take cover under God. Be where the word of God is being imparted so your strength can be enhanced and your level of command can be in place. He said, if your strength fails in the day of battle, then your strength is little. Proverbs 24 verse 10. So don't wait for the battle to close in on you. Build up your strength. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. They did not stop teaching and preaching Jesus Christ in the temple and in every house. Acts chapter 5 verse 42, in every house. Please take note of it. The same unction that is on here is what we are transferring to those homes. The same unction, opening up the destinies of men. So be part of it. And as we move to the business places, be part of it. Everyone whose houses and business places is being used, God is giving you the Obedidom order of blessing access. That is your access. God's word is being spoken on the ground. Then there is no way to not yield. That woman said, he said, the earth shall yield, and the earth yielded for her. So that's the blessing. We are taking cover in the covenant against this harsh economic climate. And blessed be God, we have the victory. Give the Lord a big hand of praise.
If you have been blessed by this message, we encourage you to join God's fullness at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, every Sunday in either of the two services at 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. and every Wednesdays at the communion service from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Or you can log on to www.davidoyedepoministries.org for live webcasts. For prayers and counseling, please call 01-7747-546, 01-7747-547, or 01-7747-548. Or you can write to PMB 21688, Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. You can also visit www.dominionbooksonline.com